Liberia agrees to take deported migrants from the USA by Warner Todd Houston on August 19, 2026. Officials from the West African country of Liberia have announced an agreement with the Trump administration to accept 1,200 migrants deported from the U.S. through next year. The deal is already in motion, and the first 20 migrants are expected to touch down in Liberia on Thursday, The New York Times reported. Liberian officials say the agreement with the U.S. is not a quid pro quo and added that they are accepting the migrants for humanitarian reasons, Business Insider reported. Liberia has not demanded or received any compensation or promise of reward in exchange for its consent to participate in the program, the African government said in a statement. Liberia will receive support to help manage the program and strengthen its migration system more broadly. Related video: Trump to voters worldwide after mass migrant invasion of Spain, be careful with socialism. Liberian officials said the migrants would be welcomed as guests and can expect the necessary support to be safe during their stay. The country has not revealed how long they will allow the deportees to stay or how their immigration status will be officially labeled. Liberia has already accepted 1,167 recognized refugees and 687 asylum seekers from around the world, according to the United Nations Refugee Agency. The country joins about 30 nations with agreements with the Trump administration to take migrants who are not native to their soil. Nations on the list include El Salvador, Dominican Republic, Eswatini, Cameroon, and South Sudan, among many others. Related video: Eric Schmidt forces Dem to admit TPS for Haitians is not temporary. The Trump administration is now working through the courts to send Mississippi 13-member and illegal migrant Kilmar Abrego Garcia to Liberia since U.S. courts forced the Department of Homeland Security to retrieve him from El Salvador after he was deported there in 2025. Just this week, the Department of Justice asked a federal appeals court to revive migrant smuggling charges against Garcia, who is being defended by a team of elite, pro-migration lawyers. Garcia's case has become a political football for the left, as pro-migration, elite-backed activists continue to portray Garcia as an innocent victim of Trump's 2024 mandate to deport illegal migrants. In May, an Obama-appointed judge dismissed the human smuggling charges against Garcia and dismissed the case without trial. The human smuggling case was brought against Garcia after another Obama-appointed judge ruled that Garcia cannot re-detain the migrant, who can still not speak English despite being in the U.S. for decades. Related video: Wow! Ungrateful non-English speaker who's resided in the U.S. since 1989 demands amnesty. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.